Blog Talk Radio.
president Speaker was sitting in churches throughout the world for centuries.
What happened
with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them?
Shaitan rising, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. We only bear witness and we testify. There is no God but one God. Proper name is Allah. He is the one who lived and never died. He never was a baby and never had any babies. He is the creator of the human and all the life forms on this earth. So we, the Block Talk Radio Station, designed to set up to remove all false image of God out of worship. Coming out of California, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sims School. We welcome you to our Block Talk Radio Station. Under the guidance of Hameen Muhammad from Los Angeles, California. We'd like to greet you in the best of all the greeting. And the screen suggests that we both think about keeping the peace. We say, As-salamu alaykum, accept me, God, peace be unto you. We we're here again tonight. Talking to the people about one God, removing the image of God out of the worship. Yesterday, it was the time to, Sunday, Monday, is think about the psychological effect that the image has on our children. Tuesday and Sunday. The psychological effect of that image they have on your children is a psychological, and it's a fact. If your child goes to church and he walk in there and they say that this is God's son and don't look like him, look like a Caucasian, and he sit on that image for so many weeks and months, he gonna become unproductive, meaning he gonna become inferior. He not gonna trust nobody that look like him. So we are here tonight to bring, to clean up that point and bring that point clearly. That's why the Creator said that don't make no image of him. And we can see what this image have done all around the world. I have called people to lose their life, called people to lose the respect for themselves. So we here to say, let's remove that image, that false image of God, and do like God said, worship him in spirit and truth. You can't make spirit against spirit or image or truth or image. So we like the old mouth talk up tonight with a prayer called the Apartheid. It means exactly what it means. It means to open. And so we're going to open up our talk with a prayer called the Apartheid. First we will say it in the Arabic language, and then we will say it in the English translation. Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbilai, to me, Rahman, Rahim. Maliki, Omidin, Iyakana, Budiyakana, Stain, Edenis, Rahta, Musiki, Rahta, Medina, and Orlay, him. God we may do really him while it only I mean. The English translation, we see protection from Satan, the rejecting enemy, outcast. With the name of God, Allah is most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue to show us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, or not of those who go astray. I mean. We like to greet our audience in the greeting of peace. Best greeting of all the greeting in the world. And we say it like this, Assalamu alaikum. Simply mean God, peace be unto you. So we are here tonight. We're trying to warn the people about how bad and dangerous these images are. And that's why God said don't make no image. He make it clear in the Ten Commandments. Because if you make an image, all the other commandments that God has given to the world to help the world stay on a good course, they're non-effective. If you break the first commandment, all the rest of them fall down. So we said don't make no image of God. Worship God in spirit and truth. Let nobody tell you somebody can die for your sin. all life matters. Not just black life, but all life matters. That's a racist movement. If I get you said black life matters, somebody come on and say pink life matters, red life matters. But soon you're going to have an argument. Because God is to be put into any images. And we are only human beings. Planted on this earth. Mean planted, we came out of our mother's womb to be on this earth, to be tested. Why are we being tested? You better know we passing through. And whatever we do in this world, it determines what God puts us in the next world. That is a fact. So we here tonight asking you to help us. Let's get together. Let's work together and remove these false images of God out of the world so our people can have, so our people can have a life to look forward to. Long that image in the world, and it looked like one particular people, these people will always be in control of the power that we all need to stay in trouble. So if we don't move these images, well, our next generation is going to keep suffering just like we did. Everything they come up with, they pass it on to us. You can name it the music that ain't no good. They pass it on to us. All the tattoos they get people to buy. Yeah, the poorest people in the world got $300 and $400 tattoos. They ain't got nothing in the bank. They ain't got nothing to fall on. They got nothing to hold their foundation up. But they got a tattoo. Because they see the people on TV and the movies and the magazine. They football player, basketball player, or they tennis player, or whatever player they looking at. They take on that man, copy off that man or woman, and everything that man or woman have, try to get, and that person see that person that they look up to, then they go and try to purchase that item. You know how much they got? Some tennis shoes cost over $3,000 and $4,000.
$1,000.
People buy them tennis shoes and wear them a couple times and put them in the closet. A waste of money, just to be seen in the eyes of men and women. That's something for somebody to say, they go, Jack, you got a brand new pair of Jordans. I understand Jordan found out that some young people was killing each other just to get those tennis shoes. He wouldn't go down on them. I think we was told, the other football player said they're going to try to get a $19.99. $19.99 for there, because they didn't want nobody to be killed buying their tennis shoes. Mike refused to change. He refused to do that. So now he got to pay. He had to pay, you know. Anytime a man of his stature got all the money, he should do something to help the community, especially out the community that he come from. But he forget to look back and bring those, some of them behind him up. That's what you call greed and selfish. And this out of this world, cold world, have made some of us. So we got the root of the problem. It coming from that image, that false image of God. God is too big to be put in any image. He's too big for that. But they do it anyway to keep the racism going. To keep keep the hatred going between the races. We all human beings, and we will never love each other as long as one human being, so-called human being, got his image up and has been selling it and promoting it as God. And our people, some of us innocent, because we refuse to think. We refuse to use our mind. And that's what freedom is. Freedom is responsibility used from the mind. So we here today. We'd like to read something right quick. A prayer. No, I'm going to read something else. Imam spoke on the scheme of Satan. And he said the scheme of Satan, sin and gambling, reefer, fornicate, and any alcohol, any kind of thrill, murder and sex, dollar, abuse of hatred, industrial drinking, homosexuality, evil, jealousy, looseness, deceitful, stealing, is all about business, alcohol, hygiene, and medical supply, medical purpose. Talking about alcohol is good to be used for medical person. You cut yourself, you take that alcohol, put it on your soul, and a couple of days later, a scab will come up there. And then your soul will be cured because that alcohol is designed to kill all the poison in that soul you might have. But alcohol, he said, alcohol and drugs and free sex are the scheme of Satan. Directly scheme of Satan. He set it up. And his scheme is to keep us away from what God want to give us. God want to give us much good and greater good. And we cannot get it if we don't earn it. And he want to try to make sure we don't earn it. That's why he gives all this bad music, bad food, bad drinks. He makes sure we get those things. So this image is worth promoting it. Imam said he used to come out of his house and they had big billboards of Caucasian women halfway naked. Now, mind you, they caught you or seen you speaking to one of their sisters. They'd be wanting to kill you. Hang you, but the temptation that they want you to have, they put it on the billboard and make sure you've seen that billboard and make sure you please. So alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. We're going to keep this show rolling. We're fasting for 29 to 30 days. We're on our Ramadan fast. And fasting is to remake the best of us better all over again. It's to keep us in a frame of mind that we have to change at least every 11 months and every 12 months. And then when we go back, we be a new, better person. So Allah has given us this for scripture. He said, I have prescribed fasting for you as I had described fasting for those before you, to teach discipline, put discipline in your life. We that left the street, talking to the people, myself and Brother Rakeem Bashir, we just left the street. We got out there talking, and anytime you talking and the people are drinking and doing what they're doing, you're going to have some problem. So the girl came out there cussing us out. And we kept on talking. She left, came back. And this time she sat down and listened. She put up the cursing. So there ain't nobody over. We're going to play some music.
Are you talking?
Yeah, no one up there.
Well, I mean,
ain't
he on there? He was on there.
He's not on there. When I tell you something. Shh. So we're back. Talking about what we can continue to do. I got another part of the scheme of Satan. He's the enemy of man, working to defeat the God conscious. No smoking. They have discovered that they are cancer causing, but not only cigarette, liquor also can cause cancer and destruction of your organs. The scale of justice, it is not Islam, but it is that social field is telling us that these things are harmful. And if they are not controlled, their whole country can be brought down. Look how cigarettes have turned trouble in society. So we had to leave those cigarettes alone. You want to read something, baby?
No. You keep on talking.
Okay.
And then you
figure out
what to do.
I got to tell them something else. They lied, you know. They lied on God. How your religion viewed as screams a lesson for the daily life. When Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, sent his army out to fight those who were fighting him and all, were fighting to keep the religion of Islam from spreading and to simply stop it. The world cautioned his army, do not damage any tree within and was told to not hurt anyone who was not army against them. They were told to be careful on how to hurt to old people. This weak one and fear the little one children. This is the recording, did not, huh?
Put one in there, CDs in there, something. Put it in there.
It'll
play.
I'm not playing that, too.
Okay,
well,
do something if you can't
get
into
a video. Okay,
yeah,
read something.
I'll
go get
one. Don't tell me what to do.
I got to go get one. I got to send that.
Well, what's that on that clip? What's it on that? What you call it right there?
Huh? What?
Was it a tablet? That's
a recorder.
Oh.
Well, I can go get something.
some over here.
Well, see, you can see one over there.
You should have had yourself together.
I am together.
Is this thing on mute? You excusing yourself?
No, it's not on mute.
Well, put it on mute. Excuse me.
Ramadan Mubarak. Alhamdulillah.
Ramadan.
Oh, okay. Alhamdulillah. You know, it's funny. I'm fasting and trying to get on. A couple times it just cut off. The phone just cuts off. And I couldn't get the station. So I called again. I couldn't get the station. Kept calling, trying to get the station. You know, and it's funny. This thing is happening. You know, people talk about it, but when you experience something like this, somebody really is doing something. They really is doing something to the telephone and to the air. You know, I guess they're doing it because we're in Ramadan. That's what I'm thinking. You know, this is a good time for them to try to mess up things where we fasting. You know, everybody fasting. And praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. We're gonna talk a little bit on some on the message of concern. And removing racial images out of worship that portray God or anything that's in creation that portray God, you know, those type of things we are asking to remove these things out of worshiping God. You know, when we worship God, we shouldn't use nothing that's in creation. None of that. And say that these things is the creator. That these things is God. You know, I was watching there on YouTube where the guy was constantly trying to say that Jesus was God, and the guy that he was talking to was supposed to be an atheist, you know. And the atheists don't believe that God exists. They don't believe in God, you know. So the other guy went along with him and was trying to understand his understanding, you know. And he tried to explain it to the Muslim that kind of show. The Muslims had asked him a question about where there was a point that Jesus wasn't God. And he was trying to explain where it's just a point where, like, you forgot something. Like, you forgot. That was a lapse of memory at this end point. He said he still was God, but it was just a lapse of memory. And it was so obvious where it just didn't make no kind of sense. It wasn't even logical. But he kept on trying to explain that. Something that don't make no sense. Where God is ever present and he's never absent. He's always God. He was trying to explain to the Muslim. He was trying to justify to the Muslim at the point where Jesus wasn't God. that Jesus was still God. You know. I think that those points right there, those particular times, if people don't see person is just outright fabricating that he's not speaking the truth. And if the people don't see that and don't accept it at those times, then they that's obviously want to go along with a lie, want to go along with something that they see is wrong, but they just want to go along with, you know. But this is what time it is. This is what time it is. The people can't lie no more. They can't bring forth the falsehood like they used to bring it, where it's not just obvious that what you're saying don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. You know, and I remember when he was first talking to him, he asked him, he said, well, we want to get it right. The Muslim want to get it right. He said, you believe that that God had a son, right? Do you believe that Jesus is God? And he said that I believe Jesus is God. I believe he is God. Now here's a person that is supposed to be an atheist saying that he believes that Jesus is God. it doesn't make no sense. He said he was atheist. But he believed that Jesus is God. So it was just confusing. Real confusing.
Sounds like,
you know. And they had this here on TV.
Mm.
A person that's fronting himself off like that on television. and trying to justify something that is obvious is a lie, you know. So that's how things have been exposed today, that I'm seeing it, you know. I'm looking at it and seeing that I know everybody see that. I know I'm not the only one see this. I ain't the only one seeing this here. Oh, I know everybody see this here. It's obvious lie. You know, so they're teaching a teaching that is an old teaching, and they're not getting away with it because today peoples is more woke, peoples is more wide awoke than they were before. You know, to the reality or to the truth, you know. And I think that as long as we just stick with truth, stick with real logic, stick with what's right, it's always gonna be that way. You know, we just stick with the truth. A lot of them bless us with the truth. You know, so let's don't try to get into nothing else, try to go into no kind of science. Let's keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep it real, you know, that Jesus is a human being. God is not a human being. God is ever present. He's never absent, you know. And just give God his due and give Jesus, the human being, his due, you know. So we are bringing it to you on the on the Block Talk radio show, the message of concern, where it's one I know the people have, they are, it's becoming a concern to the people, you know, that is they saying this? Is that what they really saying? Yes, that's what they really saying. They've been saying this all the time. You know, things that ain't real. You know, God got a son. Then they turn around and say that, God got a son. Then they turn around and say the son is God. You know. They've been saying this all the time. He's God. You know, and now I remember there was a time that they didn't say that in Christianity. They did say that Jesus was the Son of God. You know, I recall that too. But there was a time they wouldn't say that Jesus was God. You know, that they prayed to Jesus. You know, even though they use the word and they start using it more, when they get through saying something, they say in Jesus' name. You know, and it's just established this white supremacy more. That's what the obvious. They trying to establish this white supremacy more. This white superiority more. That Caucasian peoples is in some way is superior. That they are supposed to be in the position that they're in. That they another thing is that they always trying to make the statement that they are bringing something to African American to civilize them, or the knowledge that they got that they take to another country something. What it does is civilize. It's always showed that the people that they bring Christianity to is uncivilized. And what it does is civilizes them, because they always show other people's country as a country that need water, don't have water system, don't have electricity, and things like that. You know that he makes among Europeans, he makes among Caucasians. You know, they show you that they are undeveloped. That the countries are undeveloped. It's just lately they've been showing other countries as cities and things like that, and they are modern, you know. They just started doing that lately, you know. I guess because more people got television, you know. They going strong into technology now, you know. And they showing where people's is progressing, people's is developing, because they used to show other states and cities as farmland, not a bunch of homes, you know, or something looks like a city, you see. So we are coming more into. We're coming into more into the realization of this inner lie that's been taught to us Caucasian peoples is just more superior, you know, and this is a lie that they've been teaching all the time, you know. And here in America, they really feel that they are superior, because they don't want to share with it. They think that they supposed to have it, and we don't supposed to have it. But if you look at the Caucasian history, their whole history is barbaric. You know, because they show where they went. They came in into the hills and things like that. There was cowboys. They show you from a cowboy standpoint that they went out and got land and stuff like that and built small towns and was alcoholic and killed each other. They loaded guns and things. And they wasn't civilized. You go to a town, the people's always going to a bar, and if a person want to shoot, he can shoot. If they go to a theater or a movie or something, they can shoot something in the movie. You know, it just be something just regular, you know. They fight a gun anytime they want to fight, you know. So then they show Caucasian as a what you call them, barbarian, Vikings, right? Vikings.
Yeah, Vikings.
You know where they was, they in the ships and things like that and. And they drink plenty of alcohol, and that they they were just vicious to each
right.
other. They'll start a war anytime, you know. Everything was fighting, everything was controlling. As a matter of fact, during the Viking time, they didn't show no black people.
Sure didn't.
We didn't even exist back during that time, it looked like. The way they show it, you know. They don't show no black folks and not in the Viking, you know. Every once in a while you might see a black person. Every once in a while you might see him. But if you think back, that wasn't the norm. It was mostly barbaric Caucasian. Wild Caucasian, you know. Then the next thing they show how they fight to control where they was fighting to control everything. I think they went into the gangster thing. They went into the gangster. They just started showing black gangsters, but they were showing mostly Caucasian gangsters. You know, they built up the Italian where they was a super gangster. They came over here and charged people for setting up businesses and things like that and show how they progress and how they was vicious and how they would kill you. And you had to pay them, you know, in order to exist, you know. But the whole thing, and then they went there with the Indian. I forgot about that. They went among the Indian, you know. And they controlled them. They destroyed all the buffaloes. And they just committed genocide on them because they didn't act right. Committed genocide on the Indians, you know. And then you go back, and this is their history. You go back, and we can't forget slavery. They brought us over here as slaves, and we're just. With free labor,
okay.
You know, and they was living a certain way, And they had us as existing. We were just existing. So that's give you a quick scope of the history of Caucasian. And remember, the Caucasian that came over here supposed to have been the worst that they had out of Europe. The one that came here in America. They supposed to have been reject. They came away from there and came over here in this land and they became successful. They call it successful. You know. So they helped establish that white image, establish that white lie, you know, and it was a time that we couldn't even read. They wouldn't even allow us to pick up a book, you know. But then they changed their mind. They turned around. They changed their mind, and they allowed us to read. They allowed us to read the Bible. It was okay for us to read the Bible. After they have doctored it up, you know, and then they allowed us to start preaching. They showed movies of that where they allowed the black person that had the ability to preach, where they allowed him and inmates to come and preach to them. But what he was preaching was that Jesus was God, Jesus was the Son of God, or he was God, you know. So we got the history. We got the whole history of these people. And they want to claim that they are still alive now. Imam Wadi Muhammad say they just a barbaric in a suit. With a suit on, you know, if you still teaching that the type of Christianity that has been taught today, you still a barbaric, you know, and you act like they don't always know what Islam is. They don't know who Prophet Muhammad is. You talk to some of them, they act like they don't know what the Quran is. You know. And they don't know about this here religion. Only religion they know is Christianity. That's all they know. You know. So we've been dealing with this here in America, but things don't have to change. And things is changing. You know, the truth, the light has been brought, the truth has been taught, and we're teaching this truth on a regular basis, you know, and people's is waking up, and they're still running into a little different type of stuff on the TV, like Denzel Washington slapping that guy Chris Rock, and that's supposed to be a big thing. Look here. The most terrible thing, the biggest news, is images in religion. You know, that's about the most terrible thing that's going on, and through we bringing the truth and keep on taking this thing and bringing the truth out there. Somebody is picking it up and they are seeing it, you know, and they gonna take it on. They gonna teach on it the same way that we are teaching on it, teach on that truth. So, alhamdulillah, I'm fasting so much that I'm thankful to Allah. The Allah is blessing me to see a whole lot of things, you know. And I'm gonna yield I came to you in peace. I'm going to leave in peace. Well, Assalamu alaikum.
Well, look, Assalam, you didn't have the year. You were doing good.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, somebody, they're going to pick it up. If we're going to pick it up like, yeah. We're going to pick it up like they pick up Alligator Shoes and the Y2C. They're going to pick it up.
Yeah.
They're going to pick it up and they're going to spread it. And they're going to do a better, they're going to do a good job with it because they're going to wake up and realize how this thing affected their life and it caused a lot of harm a lot of hardship in their family. So they're going to wake up and be told, Allah, we're going to keep working we're going to do the best we can as long as we can. So alhamdulillah.
Let's keep going. Yes, sir. Let's keep going. Keep going. You're doing right.
Right. Yeah, we are the pioneers that setting the stage for the new world to come in.
Come on.
Praise Allah. Allah is only a few. And right now, but like you said, it's going to grow. Got to grow. Truth is always growing, and what I told them today, truth is always growing than falsehood. Truth is always stronger than a lie. A lie don't have no foundation. It's only a lie as long as the truth is not around. Once the truth is around, it's no more good. It's no more a lie. It's gone. So that's what we're working on the future. Yeah, we keep doing the best we can, and Allah will take care of the rest. Allah say He's in ever and always in control. And this little test that we're going through, we're going to win. All praise Allah. Yeah, these people love this truth. We used to think that they were so much against us, and now they ain't throwing not a pebble now. They ain't throwing no stone, cause they see the reality. Truth is always it's the reality. They see they quiet. I heard somebody say, hallelujah, ain't no Jesus, not God. That's what they said. No, ain't no man God. And the sisters and the females ought to know that. Ain't no man God. And he bring life in the world. So they know that they ain't no man God.
Yeah, hey.
So
they can't get away with that no more. They
wasn't using
no shit.
No, it's too much light. We're putting too much truth out. They can't get away with it. Yes, sir. It began to take root. The seed we've been planting. So I'm doing it all. Praise Allah. All praise is due to Allah. You know, if Allah would then think that we could make no change, He wouldn't let us go at this thing like we have went at it. He would have sent a D man wife to mommy. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey. So Imam, he probably could look at people's eyes. No, they know the truth. And they don't have to say nothing. Yeah, because that's a guilt on their part. They don't say nothing. They're responsible for that.
Yes,
they're responsible for whatever is in the society. We all share in the responsibility and what's out in society. And we see what it's doing. Yeah, we see the things they're doing. We see they're doing it, though. And we look like it, sometimes look like it's all over. And our laws, he bring it to an end. He bring it to an end. So, it looked like it was a test that that we weren't going to be able to complete. But there's no more of the problem. We are the fruit of our labor is coming about. These people are listening.
Sir.
I seen it. They listen. I seen it do like we used to do, walk away and try to walk away and turn around and come right back. But there is something they like. They know the truth, man. Jesus said, we're going to know. I let them know. Jesus said, that's the only thing we're going to set you free. That's true. Man can tell you you're free to go. But if you don't go back to the truth, you don't go back to doing what's right, you'll be back again. You'll be back in there. Yeah. See, they got a law in Georgia that you got to have a gun. 22 or 38. That's right. But see, the law on the book that you better not shoot the gun in the city limits. If you do, you're gonna pay a big fine. So you got a gun, but you better not shoot it in the city limit. So it's just like telling the man he got a right to drink. He got a right to drink, but they locking him up for being drunk. So he got a right to drink. So they play that game on the people. Like them states that produces a marijuana, make it legal for them to smoke. So they can smoke, but they may not get caught driving while they got the smoke in them. They in the car going to jail. So it's full of tricks. Then you go out there and shoot the gun. It come lock you up. You know you ain't supposed to be shooting at the city limits.
That's messed up.
So you ain't being responsible, you going to jail. They know it. So they I remember when they legalized selling alcohol on Sunday. And, you know, all them years of Christianity, no drinking on Sunday because you got to go to church. The people said they need some money. They can't buy. You drink if you want. You buy it when you stop going to those. Stop them bootleg
house.
Stop them bootleg.
That's right.
They
wouldn't sell no alcohol on Sunday. I remember
that. Yeah. You wouldn't sell alcohol on Sunday. See, now you can buy it all day. At certain time of morning, you can buy it after 12 o'clock. They stop selling, then a couple of hours later, they start right back. So they want that money. And crime went up. Family breaking up went up. And all that went up when they legalized the alcohol on Sunday. And they know what they're doing. They haven't got more people on jail for drunk driving. So they know what they're doing. And how people, we love to follow that image. Whatever the image do, that's what we do. That's the way we go. We trust that image more than that image of those people more than we trust our own image. And that's a fact. That is a fact. Well, okay, let's see. We got somebody else hand up. Let me see. Let me hit the screen this thing out. Give me a minute. Get you. This ain't acting right, Daya.
Yes.
Can you come here for a second, please? I tried to turn the mic on. This thing haywire. Daya.
Okay.
she come in and she'll be patient. I'll cut your mic on. I believe something wrong with the satellite, or they just giving us people that fast in a hard time. I don't think they want us to.
Abdu, who are still. I've ever there's no God but one God, Allah, who is one, without any partners nor associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and apostle. You know, if you were just mentioning that they had those little, I think they called them blue laws, when alcohol was just to be, you know, bought, you know, it couldn't be bought at only during a certain time. But I was thinking, you know, doing the history, and I haven't read or studied it, but I just remember, you know, everybody heard about prohibition. That was a time when they didn't even allow any type of alcohol to be sold. You know, I think I think that was during a time when they really tried to, you know, live the old Christian laws. You know, where, you know, they tried to not have any alcohol, even though they treated us bad, you know, like we were, you know, we were like dirt, one fifth of a human being. But anyway, they didn't allow alcohol at all at one time, you know. And then, you know, they would, you know, people would buy it and sneak it in. They called it speakeasies, you know, where people would go and, you know, they would illegally, you know, just ship it in and, you know, have it in illegally. And so bootlegging, you know, you had that out in the country, you know, where people would make their own alcohol. So they got rid of it. But at one time, you know, you didn't even have no alcohol, you know. And I know, and you know, in Islamic countries, you know, with our faith, you know, they don't have it, except where you I think in maybe. And some of these, I haven't been over there, but I heard in some of these Muslim countries in the American sector where they have foreigners, you know, they bring it in, and maybe even, and I heard in Dubai, they even got that poisonous drink in Dubai where that big hotel is, the Burj Khalifa. One of the biggest ones that they have built. I know Janet Jackson, when she went over there, they said, well, they had everything over there. But at one time in this country, you know, they didn't even have it. And in most Muslim countries, you don't have it, you know. And I guess in about maybe 95% of the Muslim countries, they don't have it, you know. Unless it's, you know, you just got some illegal stuff going on, you know, and that's an evil where they really should get rid of it. Because if you think about all the people that are influenced negatively by the alcohol. So many, you know, drunk drivers, you know, diseases caused by alcohol, you know. Just a lot of irresponsibility, you know, where people drink that stuff and lose consciousness or get drunk and don't make the right decisions, you know. But the devil got it, still got it pumping, you know, still got it pumping. And it's one of those things that I guess the money, you know, the shaitan has let the people think that, you know, they're making money and it's a benefit to them. And they got that poison all over, you know, all over the country. You go in and, you know, you get a fifth. And what I do sometimes when I go into these stores, some of these liquor stores where they sell that stuff, I look at the price of it. And, you know, a lot of times that stuff is can be a bottle as high as maybe $28 and even more for certain premium kinds of alcohol, you know. And, you know, when we should be, you know, when people sell herbs and stuff like that, you know, the herbs, they have a hard time selling the herbs, you know, because people want to know why should they pay this amount of money, you know, for these herbs. But you go into a liquor store, they give that money up, you know, those that drink for that poison, the poison the system, you know. So that's another thing that the shaitan got going. And I know in those churches, they had, I don't know if it was supposed to be alcohol or grape juice or some kind of juice when they had that, they called it the Eucharist when they drank, you know, they're supposed to be drinking the blood. They're supposed to be drinking the blood, you know, and they get in there and they drink that stuff, you know, it's juice now. I don't know if it was ever alcohol, but they're supposed to drink that, and they're supposed to be drinking the blood of Christ, as they say, you know. And I don't know if they still do it today, but that was one of those old pagan practices, you know, that was in the church. But you mentioned that alcohol, man, that's one of them big evils, man. One of them big, big, big evils, you know, big, huge evils. And I know that when I was a kid, my dad, never saw him drunk, but he would buy some of that Morgan David wine. And when I was a kid, I used to go in his closet and get a little bit of it and drink a little bit of it, you know. But
you had your own separate communion. You had your own communion when you got ready.
but I never saw him, you know, drunk. I never saw him out of his mind on it, you know. But that was the only thing I think that he had, you know, as a good Christian, he had that a weakness for, you know, that Marvin David wine. And I'd go in the closet and try to get just a little bit of it so he wouldn't notice it. as a grown up, you know, you get rid of that after you, you know, began to practice, you know, Islam, you know, Islamic laws, you know, you just put all that, you put that stuff down, you know. But anyway, that stuff there is all over the country, you know, and people just take it as normal, you know, just take it as normal. But it's a real destructive element, you know, and if we get that, I know they used to try and run those, some of those Arabs used to have liquor stores, you know, and I remember in Oakland, man, they bombed a couple of them, you know, set them on fire, coming into the black community trying to sell that alcohol, trying to sell that poison, you know. So they set a couple of them liquor stores on fire, you know. Don't bring that poison over here. Y'all know better, you know, and trying to jump that stuff on us, you know. But then down in our community, if you ride down and up and down the streets, liquor stores, liquor stores, churches, and you see liquor stores, churches, and every now and then a funeral home. you know, those sort of black businesses, you know, liquor stores, churches, and you, if you keep going, you'll find a funeral home, you know. But this here thing of alcohol, you know, I don't know if eventually, you know, Islam continues to grow here in America, like we believe it will. You know, Allah says that He will make this religion dominant, even though the people be averse. You know, people they be averse to it, but Allah is going to make it predominant because that's the way of life that He prescribed for all human beings. You know, eventually, I believe that one day these liquor stores are not going to be. You know, the liquor stores are not going to be, and a lot of these churches are going to be turned to mercy. In fact, I went to one just the other day. That was a I just driving, you know, down the street, and I saw it said Masjid Zur, and I looked at that. I said, it looked like, yeah, I could see it was a church conversion at one time, a big building. So I said to myself, well, I'm going to go there on Friday. So Friday I went there, and it happened to be a community for, I was the only black person there, you know, as I looked around. And it was a community, I think they were Indonesians, I think. They looked like Indonesians. But in recognition of me being there, you know, the imam taught a sermon, you know, taught a khutbah where he had mentioned that he went to New York, to Malcolm Shabazz Masjid, and he said he was welcome there. He said, in Islam, you know, we welcome guests, you know, and I knew that was, you know, a reference to me being there because they probably hadn't had too many black people in there, you know. And he said he went in there, and he said the people welcomed him. They welcomed him and even asked him, you know, if he needed any sadaqa, you know. He said they asked him if he needed any kind of sadaqa. So there are, you know, this big church, you know, was converted, you know, and I was listening today on the internet, this priest. He was a priest, I think called Yusuf Yeats. He was a priest, and he, you know, he converted to Islam. You know, he dropped his practice of Christianity as a priest, and he converted. And I think, you know, Imam W. Muhammad has did the most, you know, in spreading this religion here in America, in the West, you know. That dynamic family, that dynamic history from the beginning with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Clara Muhammad schools and, you know, all the people that came from it, you know, from, of course, you know, his son, Imam W. Muhammad, Malcolm, and, you know, notable people that the public know about, Farrakhan and Muhammad Ali, that the brother, the book, The Man That Made the Men, you know. So this deed is spreading, man. But that alcohol gradually is gonna gradually disappear. That's what I firmly believe. Because Allah said He's gonna make this religion predominant, you know. And they used to give that stuff to the Indian, get the Indian drunk, you know. They called it fire water, you know. Get them all intoxicated on it, you know. It's a bunch of poison, but you know, they make a lot of money off of it, but it caused a lot of money to be lost, you know, in injuries and lost time at work and DUI wrecks and illnesses, you know, to excessive alcohol abuse and stuff like that, you know. But so when you mention that alcohol, those are just the thoughts that came to my mind. I just wanted to, you know, just wanted to mention that, you know.
Well, alhamdulillah, you did a good job in telling us about the community you went to, and then tell about your father used to take me to the community too. And that's the spookiest place I ever want to see, the church that I was going to.
Yeah.
They play that organ and cut the music down low and get all them jaws out for him over David. All that mess. I had to put up with that, drinking the blood of Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to put up with that.
Drinking the blood. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's in the blood. That's what they say. It's in the blood. It's in the blood.
It's in the blood. Yeah. But you know something. They done made it normal. Every program I look at, you know, and I see people's coming together. They drinking alcohol. They got to make a toast. They wake up in the morning. You know, it's just something just normal. You know, everybody. Got their own special little place where they got the little drink. They got to drink their little drink, and that starts the day off, and it's end the day, and also, places like California, they done bought up a whole lot of land there, and they grow miles and miles of grapes. They use all this land to grow grapes, and they use those grapes to make wine.
They ferment those grapes and put them up. That's right.
They ferment and they make wine, and they got cellars. They got wine where they got them in the cellar. And the longer they keep it, the more it ferment, the better it's supposed to be. The more expensive it's supposed to cost. And
you
they got to know that most people, people that drinking alcohol is wealthy people, you know.
Yeah.
So they done made alcohol something that's real important, you know. Here in this country, you know, and all over the world, they do this. They did that all over the world. It's alcohol.
Oh yeah. That grapes and all that other stuff and beer and
beer is the same. Yeah, it's the fast time. That's the fast time.
Yeah.
You know.
And you know, wine is the famous one in France. They drink wine all day long with their breakfast, with their dinner, and their lunch, and supper, and everything.
That's right. It's important. You know.
I remember when I was in Louisiana, I was in one of those facilities there. I think the name of it might have been maybe Jackson Barracks or DCI, Dixon Correctional Institution. You know. Anyway, I was in Angola for a couple of years, and then eventually DCI, and eventually minimum security while you go home over the weekend. You know, anyway, I remember one of the guys, you know, he'd go home over the weekend, and he comes stumbling back that Monday morning, you know, talking about he had his encounter with Mr. Jack, you know, talking about Jack Daniels, you know. He comes stumbling back. Back in, he said, yeah, that was me and Mr. Jack. But, you
big
know,
thing.
But, huh?
It was a big thing.
Yeah, big thing, man. It was a big thing, man. If they could get rid of that, man, and turn all that alcohol into good, you know, something good, you know, like a Muslim did when the Prophet, peace be upon him, gave the revelation, man. They started pouring that stuff out into the streets, you know.
They started pouring
it out into the streets, you know. Then later on, you know, when sometimes people would kind of slip back into it, but no, when they heard the prophet's revelation, man, they poured that stuff all out into the streets, man, that alcohol, you know. And they got some stuff now. They got it. It's called Sawooski, Sawooski, they call it. Even some of the Muslims drink it, you know. They call it Sawooski. Yeah, oh, you familiar with that? You heard of it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Some people have Some people have to go to the rehab, too, because the little percentage of Suwuchi that those Chinese, whoever that make it, they put a certain percentage of alcohol in it, you know, but
yeah.
The Muslims consider it as being a low volume of alcohol, so therefore they figure that they can drink it, you know, like they got the non-alcoholic beer in the health food stores. Mm-hmm. And it's got like 2% alcohol in it or something like that. I mean, you drink enough of that stuff, you know, I guess psychological too, it will make you feel like you're high or drunk, like you're drinking alcohol. Some of them have to get rehabbed on their Suwuchi, though. Brothers in New Jersey had to get
rehabbed. I remember the brother told me about it, so I went down there to talk to the store owners, you know, and I said, because they said it's non-alcohol. Non-alcoholic. So I went in there and I talked with the owner. I said, do you have alcohol in Suwuski? She said, well, we have the kind with no alcohol, but nobody can buy it. No, the non-alcohol, but nobody can buy it.
That's right.
So in any way, you know, I stuff there, man, you know, before, see, I didn't know I tried some of that stuff, you know, because brother was telling me, man, it's halal, you know, ain't got no alcohol in it, it'll relax you, man. So I drunk some of that stuff, you know, and man, I got tipsy, you know, so I went on down there and inquired about it, you know. I said, well, what's in there, you know? No, she said. He said it has alcohol in it, but the kind that no alcohol in it don't sell, you know.
Nobody buys.
Nobody. She said, nobody buys.
Yeah.
Only
the atomic. Only the atomic to give you energy.
Yeah, I went to a couple of brothers got shopping, and went by there. They said that they're drinking their Wu Jack. I told them, boy, yeah. y'all here playing with his alcohol. I don't care. I got half a cent. You see me drinking that stuff. And they catch you. That 2% in there, you going to jail. Oh, they're talking junk. Yeah, man. Let me get out. I said, y'all. Yeah. I said, Devil, he come at you in a small way. He coming at you in a large way. That's what you're doing. You're the devil. I said, man, I want none of that stuff. they're glad to get me out of there. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Anyway, it was. Yeah, we used to call a couple of brothers. You know, he said that was him and his drinking buddy.
There was another brother went to hell. He had that non-alcohol beer. Oh, he ain't got no alcohol. Shoot, that stuff beer something in there. I said, man, you can't. It's like drinking regular beer.
But eventually it'll get you high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up 2%.
Mm.
They brought that in just like they kind of say ain't nothing wrong with homosexuality. That's another option. That's an option. You know.
Option.
Yeah.
But y'all see that big homosexual come running past me. That's a big joker, boy.
Alive, but they just openly gone against God.
And
they trying to make it, they kind of justify and take as many people as they can with them.
They got a couple of places here where the homosexual got churches. They homosexual, old churches, homosexual,
gay and lesbian.
Yeah, you know, they done mess around and gave and got a Muslim homosexual a match.
Yes.
Here. It's not built up on five principles. So they Muslim and hell don't open for Muslims. So,
They
trying
to take you to hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They show it's going, practicing that stuff. You know, I was reading about Magic Johnson and his son, you know, and he was saying how, you know, he Magic Johnson, he's thinking, you know, he would like a son and, you know, to follow him in sports and, you know, somebody that, you know, got a strong build out there, you know, and following him, you know, in the sports world and, you know, courageous and bold. He's looking, he's thinking, you know, he got a son that's going to do that, you know.
he
kind of find out, you know, it wasn't like that, you know. He got a little, I mean, he didn't say these words, but in effect, he just had a little daughter, man. But he was looking, you know, he was looking for somebody that he could teach and follow him in the sport, and you know how a man, you know, like a son, you know.
Yeah, I know that was shocking.
I seen him on TV, big old homosexual, big guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's shocking. Yeah. When your child, is like that, you know.
Well, I got one in my family, so I know that.
Yeah.
How many families do have them and don't mention it? You know, don't say anything about it, but if they be around them at any time, they're able to pick it up.
To me, that's the lifestyle you want.
They'll be able to pick it up.
Go to.
If they be around them. They be around, they'll be able to tell. You don't even have to say nothing.
Yeah, you are able. And one thing about everybody, he's able to stand up with the truth, even though he did have a one in his family, but he still tells the truth.
That's right.
You know, and that's the way you got to be. You
mm-hmm.
know.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way you got to be. You can't let them change you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You can't let them change you. I have some people, I know some Muslims want to justify homosexuality because they have a homosexual in their family.
No, you can't justify it. I don't care who.
No, you can't justify it.
Yeah. I've seen that. I'll tell you. I said, no, I don't know. That ain't going to help them.
No.
No.
You know, because they want that. You know, one of my previous marriages, the sister's son was gay. You know. Yeah, that was, oh, man. Tough of luck. That's a tough thing right there, brother. And when they kind of justify alcohol, oh, man. They say alcohol is worse than this other drug, didn't it? I mean, ain't it?
It's number one. From all the other drugs, you graduate from alcohol, and you keep alcohol most likely number one.
Dang.
Because you can get alcohol from so many things. You know, some people, I have worked with alcohol and drug patients and alcoholics. Now, I wouldn't say they're worse. It may be just about the same, compatible as far as the drug addicts and alcoholics. But the alcoholics can get theirs. They get so bad until if they can't buy them a bottle of wine, you know, once they graduate from that Hennessy maybe and then go down to or beer or Hennessy and then wine or whatever, they can't get it. They drink straight alcohol.
Yeah.
You see, they drink straight. Have a nerve to try to filter it and pour it in like a white handkerchief, and they'll try to call themselves trying to dilute it or whatever, but it's still straight alcohol eating up your liver and your kidney.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Looking at you, I forgot to send my prayer. I called her down and broke my fast, but I forgot to send my prayer. So I'm going to ask y'all to excuse me.
It'll be time for all of us to go. Mm-hmm. What time is it? Okay, Brother
Sujah,
he's talking to you.
Okay, Sujah. Well, our praise is due to Allah, and we are here on the Black Power Radio Station talking about the worldly affairs, talking about life itself. We know that Satan swore he's going to get us on small things. And I see okay, well, anybody else would like to say anything or make a comment, give a poem, or make a prayer, now is the time to do so. Got 6 more minutes, 8 more minutes. Mm-hmm. Anybody, all you got to do is match one and come into the queue. And we will cut your mic on and let you say what you want to say. Okay, we got one, Brother Muhammad, out of New York.
Mount Vernon,
New York. Assalamu alaikum.
Hey, wa alaikum assalam, everybody.
Ramadan Mubarak.
So we got about 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Until the program comes in Atlanta, Nasir Al Mukminun, is it?
Yes, sir.
It's about 4 weeks.
Yes, sir. Some kind of program in Al Mukminun. Yes, sir. They got a program coming in. 4 weeks.
I know the sisters have a program, Ramadan session.
Yeah, you know the religion say, you know, that whenever there are two or more people, one has stepped up, is the leader. Is that correct? Is that the leader?
Yes, sir.
When there are two or more, someone has to be the leader. Physical leader, not just a word or a language or a human being.
That's right,
Brother Muhammad.
Yeah, so you know that people are gonna be violent like it always has been to be the leader. You got a few people out there, they're saying it like real quietly. They are getting in their support together and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. They're going to do that.
Somebody going to be the leader.
<That's right.
laughs> The man said in his last public address, he was speaking his last public address. You know, very, very important because you know Prophet Muhammad's last public address. And that's to keep the Muslim, all the Muslims identified with it. Prophet Muhammad's last public address told us everything you're going to be dealing with. And so Imam Muhammad, when he made his last public address 2 days before he passed, God Allah grant him paradise, 2 days before he passed, public address, he said, is there 3,000 or 4,000? And there are 2, 3, or 4 of you, then Allah has chosen you, 3 or 4, to lead the many. That's his last address. It's called Shared Freedom Space. When you get an opportunity, get into the Shared Freedom Space. Get him down. Somebody play him. Get him play it. Play it for Sunday or something. Play it. Now Muhammad's last public address called Share Freedom Space. Man
right.
Said there are three or 4,000. He said, there's only three or four of you, then Allah has chosen you to lead the many.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Alhamdulillah.
Freedom of space. I'm going to go back and read then.
Yeah,
I was there. I was there when he gave. Yeah, I was there.
Wife,
When he passed, we was on the way home. We had to turn around and come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It just finished Savior's Day.
Convention.
Yeah, convention.
Mm-hmm. I was in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I never get that.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So,
I guess that's my comment for the evening.
Okay, then, alhamdulillah. Anybody else got any more comments? Match one, come into your queue.
Thanks for bringing that back,
Brother
Muhammad, for reminding us. Yeah. Thanks.
You're welcome. Oh, praise be to Allah.
Your sister greetings to me, Sister Sharifa.
Okay, I sure will. You can say it right there. I think she could hear you. Go ahead.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Sharifa. Ramadan Mubarak.
Wa alaikum assalam. Ramadan Mubarak.
I love it. Well, okay, we got somebody else. Thank you, Sister Lala. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Wa barakatuh.
Yes, ma'am. You got some number one? What you got for us today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, then. You got?
We've been listening to readings all day and different masjids making salat. What do you call the brothers that are traveling Muslims? They come to your masjid and every year during Ramadan and I'm not going to take them no more time though. But we saw them, right? We watched them at Masjid here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're talking about the Tablighi Jamaat, brothers, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know, I guess.
Who was that?
No, remember you showed me, you sent me a text?
Mm-hmm.
You said it says that the Masjid El Islam in Atlanta was live. And the young brothers were leading the salat and praying and all day long. Watching that, yeah, all day long. And then Imam Yahya with the reading of the juices today, 11.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, let's see here. Found something. Who am I? I am the beauty of Islam. I am the guidance for mankind. I am the miracle of the messenger. I am the remedy for all illnesses. I am the light in the month of Ramadan. I am the jewel of a man's intellect. I am the diamond of a believer. I am the treasure of a righteous person. I am the root of a reciter. I am the attraction for a listener. I am the reviver of the heart. I am the teacher of an illiterate person. I am the companion of a destitute. I am the shield for he who strives in Allah's path. I am the comfort of a distressed person. I am the advocate of him who remembers me. I am the neglecter of non-reciter. I am the vindicator of on behalf of the guilt. I am the witness of a true soul. I am the intercessor for the hereafter. I am the key to the heavens. I am the fragrance of the fields of paradise. I am the preventer from fire. I am the reminder for the life hereafter. Who am I? Yes, it is I, the glorious Quran.
That's heavy there. That's very
tricky. Oh, yeah. Alhamdulillah. I'll text it
to you, sister. Alhamdulillah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And you too, Sister Sharifa. Assalamu alaikum, Haji.
Okay, she's going back in the hiding. Okay.
Oh, yes.
I wanna...
Oh, assalamu alaikum, sister. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Good to hear her voice. It was so long. That's the college pioneer. We used to talk about each other in college all our lives almost. Okay, I want to just say this before she gives us a last farewell to get off. Hola. I cannot manage this life myself without you. Please make of my life what you want it to be, what you prefer it to be. Do not allow me to act on my own. Help me to act only in obedience to you, Allah. We hear and we obey. Forgive us. We are asking your forgiveness. Dua recommended by Imam W. Muhammad. Ameen.
Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Hey.